Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
A new report has found that domestic abuse is a leading cause of homelessness here, especially amongst women. It's published by the Mercy Law Resource Centre, and it highlights the difficulties around access to emergency and more long-term accommodation that victims can face when fleeing domestic violence. I'm joined now by leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacik, who launched that report today, and also Fine Gael, Shannon spokesperson on Justice Barry Ward. You're both very welcome to the programme. I think an awful lot of people will find this shocking that domestic violence can be a leading cause and is a leading cause of homelessness, particularly among women here. I just wonder if the relevant authorities have known about this, Ivana Bacik, for a long time, and if so, why it hasn't been addressed until now.
Well, good afternoon, Cormac, and thank you for inviting me on your programme. I was really honoured to have been invited by the Mercy Law Resource Centre to launch their report this morning on the intersection between homelessness and domestic violence. And as you say, I think this linkage, this clear intersection has gone somewhat under the radar, somewhat under-recognised. And indeed, in launching the report, I made that point. And I think that's why it's so important that we as legislators, both in opposition and indeed those in government too, should look very closely at the recommendations in the report, because it's drawn from the experience of the Mercy Law Centre. And just to pay tribute to their work, they give free legal advice and representation, particularly on housing issues. And they've been working very closely with victims and survivors of domestic violence. And they've really, you know, they really point out in this report, and in fact, it's Dr. Sarah Hamill, who's herself a housing law expert from Trinity, who authored the report for the centre. Mm-hmm. But they point out the intersection and how that has gone really under-recognised in law and in policy. So their recommendations include, of course, the very necessary provision of more refuge spaces for, it is, unfortunately, it is mostly women who flee domestic abuse. But we need to see more refuge spaces. The government has promised more. And, you know, again, we're falling far short of our international obligations there. But the report also points out where legislation needs to be changed to take account of that linkage that, as you say, has been unrecognised for too long. So, for example, the Residential Tenancies Acts, our legislation governing, you know, landlord-tenant relationships, that these acts need to be amended explicitly to refer to the reality of domestic abuse, you know, to allow, for example, for tenants' names to be removed from the lease in the context of domestic abuse.
Because when you go through the practical reality of it, and let's do that now with yourself and Barry Ward. I'll bring in Barry Ward of Fine Gael here for a moment. Our women, it's true that they're not counted if they're fleeing a domestic violence situation in their home, Barry. They go to a refuge centre. They're not counted as being homeless, are they?
Not at that point, no. But I mean, I agree with what's been said there about this report. It's a really comprehensive report, but it's also very succinct. It's 36 pages. It comes to a number of conclusions and recommendations that make absolute sense. I don't think a lot of them will be surprises, and the figures that are quoted in the report, they shouldn't be surprising to the government. And you'll be aware, Cormac, that last year Minister McEntee launched the third national strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, which includes a whole raft of measures that are being implemented. I think there's 144 that will be implemented by the end of this year. Mm-hmm. And
We'll come to that in a second. I spoke with Minister McEntee about that last summer, and we'll check in on progress. But just to go back to one of the fundamental points, which seems to have gone under the radar, to use Ivana Bacik's phrase. If a woman is fleeing a domestic violence situation in her home and she's in a refuge centre, she's not counted as homeless by the state. But I just ask, I mean, why? Where could she go? She can't stay in the refuge centre, can she?
As is identified, well, she obviously can, but not indefinitely. And in fact, what's interesting from the report is that they've identified other countries that comply with the obligations under the Istanbul Convention of one domestic violence refuge place per 10,000 people. Some countries have more than that, but they find that the women can't move on from the centres then. So it's complex at both ends. But I think what we need to do here is update the law to ensure that it reflects the reality of the awful situation that some people find themselves in.
Why hasn't that been done, Barry?
Well, it is being done in lots of different ways. As I said, the third national strategy is there. It is being implemented all the time. The first thing that we need to do is to put more places in being. And this is something that I've been complaining about for a long number of years, because Dunleary Rathdown was one of the areas that didn't have one of those refuges. So people in my own area in Dunleary would have to go to Bray or into Dublin City Centre or elsewhere.
And why, after 12 years of Fine Gael in government, why wasn't that a priority?
Well, it is a priority, which is why the national strategy is putting it in place.
Now, why wasn't it done in your own constituency before now?
It is being done now, and there are 280 spaces will be created, for example, under this strategy. 12 have been created last year. There's up to 50 will be created this year. And it's not something that's easy in the teeth of a housing crisis, obviously, but it is something that the government has prioritised. And one thing I think you could definitely say is that Helen McEntee has clearly marked down dealing with domestic, sexual and gender-based violence as a priority for her.
Is that something you accept, Ivana Bacik? It's not easy in the face of a housing crisis, but progress is being made all the time.
They acknowledge where progress has been made, and there's no doubt Minister McEntee's very strongly stated commitment to tackle the scourge of domestic abuse, domestic violence and gender-based violence, and they've welcomed many initiatives. But let's face it, you know, this government has absolutely failed on two counts. First, to provide the necessary refuge spaces, and even with the commitment given by government to double the current number, we're still going to fall far short. The Istanbul Convention requires us to have 512 refuge spaces. We currently have new figures I just got from Tusla this month, 181 places. It's simply falling far short. And secondly, government has failed to supply the necessary levels of affordable homes for people to move on to, because of course those who are experiencing domestic abuse and are thereby rendered homeless are suffering a double whammy in Ireland. Mm-hmm. A lack of refuge spaces and a chronic housing shortage, meaning they cannot move on from refuge even where they do have access to refuge. So, you know, there's no doubt these are the really fundamental issues that are underlying all 15 of this report's important recommendations, and government have simply not tackled this issue of homelessness and of domestic abuse and linkage with sufficient urgency.
Do you think, Ivana Bacik, enough progress is being made in terms of the development of more refuge centres?
Well, I always welcome progress, but as I say, I recently got figures from Tusla, and the figures, there has been some improvement on the Gender Equality Committee last year. We also recognised where improvements have been made, but it falls far short of the relevant need. And again, the Istanbul Convention says 1 per 10,000 people. That in Ireland would amount to 512 places. We currently have, even with the increased numbers the government have delivered, only 181. Some counties, just to put it starkly in perspective, some counties have almost no places. If you look at the whole of Wexford, there are only 4 refuge places. 4 women and children could be, and their children can be housed. Mm-hmm. Only 8 in Meath, only 15 in the entire county of Louth with the 2 big population centres. So
what would you advise?
We're falling far short of provision.
Barry Ward, what would you advise women in Wexford fleeing a domestic violence situation?
Well, I mean, Cormac, like nobody in that position is. You know, it's an incredibly difficult and
invidious
position.
What's the advice,
but
I'm saying?
But what Ivana isn't recognising
Sorry, hang on a second. Let's keep it granular and detailed for a second.
Well, let's address what Ivana has said, because
the places are being
put in place.
Please don't evade
my
question.
No European country has achieved it.
Please don't evade my question.
What does a woman do in
a domestic violence situation if there are only 4 places? What is the advice?
Well, there is nothing you can say to somebody where there isn't a refuge available to them. But as, for example, in my own area, when one wasn't available in the locality, they would go to the next area and they would be facilitated in that regard wherever they can.
Drive out there of the county, also, is that it?
Well, that is the reality of the situation. Cormac, I won't evade your question if you allow me to answer it. That is the situation that Fine Gael inherited. And as you said, 12 years in government, you know very well that for the first 5 years we were putting the country back on its economic feet. So let's not play with numbers.
What about the 7 years?
The Istanbul Convention. You want to talk about the Istanbul Convention? Has been in operation for less than 10 years, and although it's been ratified by most European Union countries, only one of them that I'm aware of actually has the requisite number of spaces. So you know it's undesirable to be in this position. But what you're looking at is
the government is telling women
we're in an extremely vulnerable
position that you might have to leave your county to get refuge.
What actually beggars belief is the lack of recognition of the fact that this government is actually doing something about it.
Ivana.
The fact that the minister has put in place a strategy that is working, and as I mentioned, the number of places that are coming came on stream last year that are coming on stream this year, in addition to all the legislation that's been passed to make it much easier for people to report domestic, gender and sexual based violence, for the training for the Gardaí to make sure that they are in a position to deal with it, the resources for the Gardaí to make sure that they're in a position to be there when they're needed. So action is being taken. The fact that it hasn't all been solved is not, in fairness, this government's fault. But okay. What you can say is that Helen McEntee is really moving on this issue.
Okay, we did ask both the Department of Justice and Department of Housing for a response to the Mercy Law Centre report, and the Department of Housing sent us the following. They say, in terms of housing, our role is to support the work of local authorities and NGOs who provide accommodation support to victims of domestic violence, including capital funding support for the development of new refuges and social housing support. They say the department is committed under zero tolerance to review the 2017 guidance issued to local authorities in relation to assisting victims of domestic violence with emergency and long-term accommodation. Recommendations are currently being finalised, they say. And the Department of Justice has said that in terms of providing emergency accommodation, the third national strategy commits to doubling the number of refuge places. By the end of the strategy, there will be over 280 refuge spaces, and additional safe home and step-down accommodation will be delivered. But the point you're making, Devana Bacik, is that that's still inadequate.
We're still falling far short of the number that's needed. That's undoubtedly the case. That's what all of the experts in the field are telling us. That's what we're hearing in our own constituencies from women and children who have nowhere to go. And it's simply not good enough. In the country in Europe running the biggest budget surplus, that we still cannot provide adequate numbers of refuge spaces. I absolutely acknowledge progress on many fields, criminal justice side and so forth, but we're still failing victims and survivors of domestic violence with the inadequate provision of refuge spaces and of affordable homes for people to move on to when they need to.
Okay, Labour leader Ivana Bacik, thank you very much indeed. Barry Ward, before I let you go, actually, a colleague of yours, another one jumping ship, another Fine Gael veteran, Richard Bruton, announced he won't be running in the next election. Is it bad news for Fine Gael whenever the election happens?
Well, first of all, I'm not aware of any Fine Gael TD who's jumped ship, as you say, and I haven't spoken to Richard, although I have heard that rumour. I mean, Richard Bruton has served over 35 years in public life. He has been a tremendous servant for the people of Ireland, the people of Dublin North Central, or Dublin Bay North, and he has a huge record for us to be so, so proud of. And if the rumours are true, I wish him the very, very best of luck, and we'll certainly miss him around Leinster House. He is a font of knowledge and a fantastic worker who's always there as a support to all of us.
Okay, but it brings a number of Fine Gael veterans leaving to a significant amount. Is it six or more now?
No, I don't accept this narrative that is being pushed by the media that that's
obvious.
The case. I mean, in every party, as people reach retirement age, it's reasonable that they would retire. It's no statement beyond that. And as I said, 35 years in public life is a lot of work. It's a lot of commitment. It's a lot of sacrifice by Richard. And if he has decided to take a step back, then he deserves to be able to do that without somebody trying to elicit a greater import to that decision. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what age he is.
I suppose in the round, it's good news for youngish like yourself in Fine Gael who are vying for
we're all looking forward to the next election when we get to put a platform and a record to the people of Ireland.
Look at Barry Ward of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed, and Labour leader Ivana Bacik, thank you as well.